Good morning. I have to say that as we get closer to winter, I'm getting more and more disturbed by the events on a global basis that are indicating a real serious structural shortage of energy on a global basis. Fortunately, however, it is starting to become a topic that people are talking about both now in Europe and even in the United States. So I will refer you to a very interesting video that we tweeted on our link on Sunday, but you can also find it on CNN.com videos. It is a conversation between Fareed Zakaria and Tom Friedman, two of the eminent journalists in this country, discussing the coming energy crisis. Very, very interesting. Look at it. They are advocating that the US should be proactive in providing energy for the rest of the world. I leave you to listen to it. It's 6 minutes and it covers everything pretty, pretty well. On that basis, I'm looking at prices now that in Europe and in Asia are $35 to $40 in MMBTU, which is the equivalent to $250 per oil barrel. You are starting to see movements from different places where people are starting to put pressure on coal prices. Coal demand is increased dramatically to record levels on a global basis. And now oil is following because demand for oil is increasing, even for power generation, which was unthinkable only a year ago. Of course, for Tellurian, as concerned as we are about the rest of the world, it bodes extremely well because with our gas produced at $2 and liquefied on the water for less than $3, prices around the world are extremely attractive and validate our project. I think it's becoming also an essential project. The people will not be able to live without a project like Driftwood and many others in order to alleviate the energy shortage on a global basis. And people have been trying to find what the catalyst was and why people are in this position now and blaming, because everybody looks for blame and people to blame when a crisis like this happens. It is not the Russians. It is not the major oil companies. It is not the Greens. It's a very simple fundamental factor. 85% of the world's population aspires to use as much energy as Western Europe and the United States do. And on that basis, we need to increase the energy production on a global basis by a dramatic factor. 30 to 40% increase in energy over several years. And we don't simply have the resource to do it if we put everything to work. And if we just want to focus on renewables, it has no chance of happening. So I think people are finally starting to recognize that we have to address energy policy. It's something that happens over many decades and has to be coordinated on a global basis. And then natural gas is an essential part of what needs to happen for the next 30 or 40 years. The US is fortunate to have an enormous amount of natural gas. In fact, you can see storage starting to recover now by the spring. Prices in the US will be coming down again. But on a global basis, the prices are gonna continue to be very, very high. So what we do at Driftwood is critical. I think the world is starting to recognize it. And we are going to stay on schedule to be able to deliver gas to the world by 2025, which means that we need to start in earnest construction and give Bechtel their notice to proceed in at the end of the first quarter of next year. So for Tellurian, we're extremely positive and encouraged. For the rest of the world, we're very worried. Thank you.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, energy demand and supply, commodity prices, Tellurian's prospects and strategy, the need for LNG projects and increased energy supply, energy policies, delivery of gas from Driftwood, a notice to proceed for Driftwood, and the commencement of construction. The forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of October 12, 2021, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.